High in the hayloft at Chateau Villette, Calais stared at the computer monitor in amazement. This system is eavesdropping on all these locations?
Yes, the agent said. It looks like data had been collected for over a year now.
Calais read the list again, speechless. Colbert Sostac, chairman of the Conseil Constitutionnel. Jean Chaffet, curator, Musée Jeu de Paume. Édouard Desrochers, senior archivist, Mitterrand Library. Jacques Saunière, curator, Musée du Louvre. Michel Breton, head of DAS, French intelligence. The agent pointed to the screen.
Number four is of obvious concern.
Collet nodded blankly. He had noticed it immediately.
Jacques Saunière was being bugged.
He looked at the rest of the list again.
How could anyone possibly manage to bug these prominent people?
Have you heard any of the audio files?
A few. Here's one of the most recent.
The agent clicked a few computer keys. The speakers crackled to life.
Capitaine, un agent du département de cryptographie est arrivé.
Collet could not believe his ears.
That's me. That's my voice.
He recalled sitting at Saunière's desk and radioing Fache in the Grand Gallery to alert him of Sophie Neveu's arrival. The agent nodded.
Have you sent anyone in to sweep for the bug?
No need. I know exactly where it is.
The agent went to a pile of old notes and blueprints on the work table. He selected a page and handed it to Collet.
Look familiar?
Collet was amazed. He was holding a photocopy of an ancient schematic diagram which depicted a rudimentary machine, a model for a fully articulated medieval French knight.
The knight sitting on Saunière's desk!
Silas sat in the passenger seat of the parked Jaguar limousine near Temple Church. His hands felt damp on the keystone as he waited for Remy to finish tying and gagging Teabing in back. Finally, Remy climbed out of the rear of the limo, walked around, and slid into the driver's seat beside Silas.
Secure?
Silas asked. Remy chuckled.
He's not going anywhere.
Silas could hear Teabing's muffled cries and realized Remy had used some of the old duct tape to gag him.
Ferme ta gueule!
Remy shouted over his shoulder at Teabing. Reaching to a control panel on the elaborate dash, Remy pressed a button. An opaque partition raised behind them, sealing off the back. Teabing disappeared, and his voice was silenced. Minutes later, as the Jaguar powered through the streets, Silas's cell phone rang. The teacher. He answered excitedly.
Hello?
Silas,
the teacher's familiar French accent said.
I am relieved to hear your voice.
Silas was equally comforted to hear the teacher.
I have the keystone,
he said.
This is superb news, the teacher told him. Is Remy with you?
Silas was surprised to hear the teacher use Remy's name.
Yes, Remy freed me.
As I ordered him to do. I am only sorry you had to endure captivity for so long.
Physical discomfort has no meaning. The important thing is that the keystone is ours.
Yes, I need it delivered to me at once.
Yes, sir, I would be honored.
Silas, I would like Remy to bring it to me.
Remy?
Silas was crestfallen. After everything Silas had done for the teacher, he had believed he would be the one to hand over the prize.
I sense your disappointment, the teacher said, which tells me you do not understand my meaning.
He lowered his voice to a whisper.
You must believe that I would much prefer to receive the keystone from you, a man of God. But Remy must be dealt with. He disobeyed my orders and made a grave mistake that has put our entire mission at risk.
Silas felt a chill and glanced over at Remy. Kidnapping Lee Teabing had not been part of the plan, and deciding what to do with him posed a new problem.
You and I are men of God, the teacher whispered. We cannot be deterred from our goal.
There was an ominous pause on the line.
For this reason alone, I will ask Remy to bring me the keystone. Do you understand?
I understand, Silas said.
Good. For your own safety, you need to get off the street immediately. Does Opus Dei have a residence in London?
Of course.
And you are welcome there?
As a brother.
Then go there and stay out of sight.
Yes, sir.
The teacher heaved a sigh, as if what he now had to do was profoundly regrettable.
It's time I speak to Remy.
Silas handed Remy the phone, sensing it might be the last call Remy Legolodec ever took. As Remy took the phone, he knew this poor, twisted monk had no idea what fate awaited him now that he had served his purpose.
The teacher used you, Silas, and your bishop is a pawn.
Remy still marveled at the teacher's powers of persuasion. Bishop Aringarosa had trusted everything. He had been blinded by his own desperation.
Listen carefully, the teacher said. Take Silas to the Opus Dei residence hall and drop him off a few blocks away. Then drive to St. James Park. It is adjacent to Parliament. You can park the limousine on Horse Guards Way. We'll talk there.
With that, the connection went dead.